Okay, everyone, good morning. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Apologies, we're starting the session just a little bit later than normal tomorrow this morning, so I apologize for that. But let's get straight into today's markets for, of course, Thursday, the 27th of February. So, unfortunately, it's hard to move away from a broad sort of mixed market dynamic with mixed conditions. Even last night's NVIDIA results on the surface seems to be a little bit on the mixed side. Yes, it did exceed expectations. Did it exceed them by as much as the market was probably anticipating? The answer is probably not. So we're in that sort of unsure where we are kind of phase. If that makes sense. So please see our risk warning, of course. And just very quickly, all profitable trades need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome along with trade psychology. All very important features of trading markets, of course, no matter what your strategy is. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of trying to maintain a degree of consistency irrespective of whatever market conditions we happen to be trading, accurate at the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's bring over Forex Factory for a little bit of a review. It's a bit of a relatively quiet start to the week. I mean, we've had Donald Trump. Did we have him last night? No, we didn't. But we did have him the two previous nights. Okay. At the moment, it doesn't look like we have it scheduled in, but I'm sure we won't be hearing from him again tonight. So we're getting close to, on the tariff side of things, we're getting really close to Canadian and Mexican tariffs. And at the moment, still at 25%, but I suppose everyone is wondering whether it's just a negotiation tactic. As currently, no tariffs have been actually implemented. Probably the most significant news of yesterday is we did get crude oil inventories coming in much weaker than what was expected. So you'd expect that to have a little bit of a bounce on crude oil inventories, and there was sort of very, very limited response. We've got G20 discussing a whole range of important issues. Nonetheless, Trump, the impact of Trump tariffs and the war in Ukraine, which is really dominating stories globally. So we'll see how all of that plays out. We had slightly lower than expected inflation from the Australian economy. And just to let you know, this afternoon, we've got two very, very important news events. And one is around growth. So are we seeing growth decrease or increase? And if you look at these stats here, we've had a bit of a range, but broadly quarter on quarter, you kind of add these up, you can sort of work out what the average is. And if we get 2.3, you know, the last four quarters are certainly very, very different to the four quarters that came before it. So you've got this weakening growth, still better, you know, still significantly better than 7, 8, 9. So you're looking at, we've kind of gone from a 3% peg in US growth to perhaps just above 2%. So you can see that, you know, the economy is still growing and it's still performing particularly well, but I'm not doing as well as it has been previously. And that is really feeding into these concerns around these markets, with another very, very important inflation number due out tomorrow, which is a slight increase in core PCE price index numbers month on month, which is due to be released shortly. So those are the scheduled news events. We'll be broadcasting during 1:30 for this particular news event. And So something that's been far more important for these markets, just before we look at the charts very quickly, is around NVIDIA. So yesterday, or last night, should I say, we got those NVIDIA numbers. So just looking very, very quickly, in fact, if I just click on this and I'll share this information with you. So we're seeing a little bit of a bounce. It's not as big as perhaps we would have expected. So the forecast was for 38 billion revenue and we saw 39.3. So we're still 1.3 billion above what the forecast was, and a nice uptick as well on earnings per share. So look, this is the steady growth and we're still seeing that steady growth. Now, the percentage increase in that growth is diminishing. If you go back two or three quarters, you know, you're looking at a difference of about 2 billion. We were seeing a steady uptick of about 2 billion, and now we're seeing 1.3. So the percentage increase is just decreasing slightly. So I suppose the question is, what impact did it have on the share price? Well, we were seeing a bit of a strong rally going into last night's. So this is yesterday's candlestick. So we were talking yesterday about the gap higher and the fact that it was looking like it was going to rally, and it did. But look, it did really pull back on the close quite aggressively. So what sort of, on a pullback like this, this is not really, it's not that convincing. So this morning we're going to be looking at the pre-market open prices for NVIDIA and the other Magnificent Seven. And the reason why we do, or we can focus on how the performance of markets like NVIDIA is the impact that they do have on the equity markets. So we'll come back to that. Just one last sort of slightly confusing element to these markets is bond yields. So we are clearly very close to, well, we have actually made new lows. So outside of this, this is the 2 year, this is the Fed controlled 2 year treasury yield. So it's quite reflective of what the Fed may do with interest rates. We're currently up at 4.5%, isn't it? Sorry, let me double check. Yeah, 4.5. Yeah, I'm not losing my mind completely. Yeah, 4.5%, and we've now got 2 year down at 4.1. So I suppose your instinctive question is, right, will that allow us to cut rates as far as the CME tool is concerned? You know, will the markets price at a rate cut? And the answer for now is no. In addition to this, we should probably see a little bit of dollar weakness. And what we've seen is a bit of dollar strength. So slightly incoherent market dynamics as a result. So we've definitely got these risk-off dynamics as far as the 10-year, and it's dropping quite significantly. But we're also seeing that drop in the 2-year. We still have normal market conditions, except these bond yields are actually lowering. With a lot of fear and anxiety and a lot of the, you see, bond yields can react to recessionary dynamics, which is what I'll come on to in a second, which is seemingly what it's reacting to. Except, do we have a huge amount of recessionary dynamics in play? Because we don't really believe we do. So it has the potential to create a bit of a problem for these markets. So looking at these charts, we wanted to get out of our S&P 500 trade and the euro dollar buy trade. So the sell trade yesterday in the S&P 500. And we wanted to get out of the buy trade now. And what we find ourselves in is a bit of slightly longer term, really quite choppy consolidation. So So what we have is strong consolidation in here over the course of the last 3 days, 4 days. And we have a sort of a similar, sort of mildly bullish direction in the euro yen. And what we have, which is quite a nice little piece of price action here, is a really small channel that, you know, the Aussie dollar continues to grind lower, and we have this dollar strength trade in place. However, when we kind of break out of this range, it's still going to present an interesting opportunity because bond yields are lower. We would, I suppose there's an argument to suggest as well that the dollar itself is a flight to safety, which would benefit from turbulence, which is not untrue. So we've got this channel. We'd be looking for a breakout of that, which is firmly in play. And look what's happening here with gold. So now we've got lower highs and we're on the verge of having a lower low. Now, it also suggests that, you see, this is the mixed nature of these markets, because with German DAX, we took profit up here yesterday. So we took profit pretty close to the highs. It rolled back over, it gapped up lower. Now we're back to where we started. So a good trade in that one. Surprising not to see a little bit more of a response if we get a pullback into this level in here for crude oil. We'd be looking to see if we get a bit of a sell trade off. So we prefer to buy gold at lower prices, but it's currently selling off. So we can certainly look at some further downside in gold. We're just not too sure why it would be selling off. That's the biggest problem, because we like to have a high degree of understanding behind our decision making. And with these markets, they're not really moving in line with expectations. If the NVIDIA results were good, or if the market thought they were, you know, good numbers, we should have probably seen a decent rally to the upside. We've seen pretty much nothing, and which is a bit of a surprise, because we thought the catalyst for these markets would be there'd be a significant market reaction. So this leads me on to, we'll do our trade plan in just a second. What I want to bring up first is just this sheet here up on screen. So when we talk about narrative, the markets appear to be reacting to recessionary dynamics around some of the negative data that's worsening. It's not bad data. It's not horrendously bad data, but it's certainly worsening. So is there genuine fears around a recession? We think there might be, but we don't really think we're there yet. So the risk off trade is a difficult one, because yes, the markets are edging lower. They're not really doing so in any kind of coherent manner. And last night's NVIDIA results are really not helping the situation. So we are seeing a little bit of dollar strength in places, but that's not due to higher bond yields. That's not due to a flight to safety trade. That's actually, it seems to be doing the complete opposite, which is selling off quite aggressively, which is something we'd probably instinctively be associating with more of a risk-on market dynamic. So we need to tease this out a little bit more. Bond yields will drop under recessionary dynamics if we had proper recessionary dynamics. So the data is worsening. There's certainly a few moves. Institutions seem to be dumping a little bit more. There is, I suppose, alarming signs about these markets. But we need to see the data that verify the recession before we can perhaps trade that particular narrative. So very, very important phase to really watch and monitor these markets. So try to do, bear that in mind. I mean, we don't get to choose the market conditions in which we trade. What we need to do is be able to identify what they are, what opportunities they're likely to give us. So we've definitely got a mixed market condition. You know, some of these market narratives are definitely proving indecisive and potentially contradictory. That's absolutely the case. So industry weakness. You see, these are all yesterday's. So certainly we don't have back strength. We can certainly look for right, we seem to be on this little pattern. Potential US. You see, if we get a bounce, we could get, and we get some positive GDP numbers, we could be looking at that trade as well. $28.88. So the only real market that we have a decent idea about is gold. So you see, this is counterintuitive as well. 28.88. Right. Okay, so this is our trade planning, guys. So we've got mixed market conditions. As we've explained, we're looking for a potential gold sell trade below 28.88 and crude oil looking to sell below $70 if prices pull back. So we're looking for a pullback into the $70 range, and then we look to pull the trigger on that. However, we do want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving indecisive and potentially contradictory. We still sort of stick by that this week. That hasn't really shifted all week now, so this is where expectations and trade frequency and trade size come in. Not the best conditions in which to be aggressively attacking these markets. So just be clever and absolutely. If you've got a good trade to look at, absolutely take that opportunity. We will continue to keep our options open. So whether we're looking to buy the indices or sell the indices, we'll see how this plays out over the course of the day, and we don't want to get committed to any particular trade. So bear that in mind. And the narratives around the risk on, risk off trade are a little bit confusing or contradictory a little bit. So we need a little bit more clarity before we can comfortably say, right, we want to be buyers of the equity markets. We want to be, you know, buyers of the dollar or sellers of the dollar and sellers of the equity markets. So we want to keep those options open if we possibly can. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us, guys. As always, if you have any questions, don't feel free to reach out, and we'll see you there very shortly. What I'm going to do is just post that into the chat box there for you now. Let me get that posted so you can take this away with you. So really, a couple of opportunities around the commodity markets, but elsewhere pretty limited. Right, on that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. The details there in the chat box, and we'll see you in the trading mentorship room now in just a few seconds. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.